You're listening to SBS News.
The number of Australian adults going to prison is rising, despite a steady decline in the nation's crime rate. That's according to a new report by economist and Labor MP Andrew Lee. He says while the crime rate in Australia between 1985 and 2018 has decreased by 38%, the nation's adult incarceration rate has increased by 130% to a new record level.
Australia's incarceration rate is now 221 prisoners for every 100,000 adults, and that's the highest rate since 1899. So never in Australia's history have we locked up such a high share of the population.
It's an increase, Mr. Lee says, can be attributed to a number of factors.
Police are more likely to press charges. Courts are more likely to impose custodial sentences. Those sentences tend to be longer, and while awaiting trial, people are more likely to be behind bars than they were in the past. Put all of that together and you've explained much of the rise in mass incarceration in Australia.
He points out that amongst Indigenous adults, the rate has more than doubled between 1990 and 2018.
Now, we need to recognise that for Indigenous Australians, it is not just a reality that 2.5% of Indigenous Australian adults are behind bars right now, but that prison has become a strikingly common part of the everyday experience for Indigenous Australians. Among Indigenous men born in the 1970s, almost a quarter will spend time in jail by the time they get to their 30s.
A statistic which Amnesty International Australia's Indigenous Rights Advisor Rodney Dillon says has become seen as far too normal.
It's been up very high for a long time and it's almost like it's acceptable now, and that should not be acceptable. You know, we should be really looking at why it's so high and what diversion programs we can put in place to stop this, because a lot of these people shouldn't be in jail in the first place. They're very low charges that a lot of these people have been put in there for. And we need to look at ways of changing that to bring it down.
It's a sentiment echoed by Indigenous Social Justice Association Secretary Raoul Bassi. He says Australia's Indigenous incarceration rate is now above that of African American people in the United States, and that isn't okay.
40% of the people in jail around the country is Aboriginal. 40%. Compared with the population, it's probably the people more incarcerated in the world. It's even more incarcerated than the African Americans in the US.
Indigenous incarceration not only affects the individual, but Mr. Dillon says it unsettles the whole family and can cause generations of crime.
When people go to prison, things are never the same when they come back. The family's never the same once you break that family link. And some people go in for minor offences and, you know, it changes their whole life. And it's hard enough for Aboriginal people to get a job as it is, let alone for an Aboriginal with a record to get a job. And it just changes the life standards for that family.
Upon release, more than 50% of prisoners will end up homeless. That's a reality all too familiar to Mindy Satiri from the Community Restorative Centre, New South Wales' largest support service for people leaving prison and their families. Ms. Satiri says in her experience, homelessness is the biggest challenge people face once they're released.
100% of the people that we work with are homeless when they get out. And I think when we look at the multiple challenges people on release in terms of building a new life, it's very, very difficult to do that if you don't have a sort of solid base. Start off homeless, it kind of really means that that things are stacked against you before you've even kind of had a chance to try and actually address all the other things that you need to address.
More than 50% of people end up reoffending and ending up in prison within 2 years of being released. Ms. Satiri says people sometimes reoffend because they feel isolated and alone in the outside world.
But even though no one really wants to go to prison and nobody likes prison, people become very familiar and very comfortable in that environment. And then when they come out of prison, life in the community can be incredibly harsh, incredibly chaotic and incredibly isolating.
Andrew Lee also believes there is a clear link between a lack of education and recidivism. He says Australian prisons need to be trying harder to give prisoners the educational tools they need to get a job and change their lives upon release.
Only 17% of inmates complete a formal qualification while they're incarcerated. So the risk is that prison isn't serving as a university or a TAFE. Instead, it's serving as a university of crime, in which inmates are turning away from the formal economy and towards crime and therefore recidivism when they get out.
Ms. Satiri agrees. saying there is real need for more support services within Australia's judicial system to help people prepare for life after prison.
The focus, if we're very serious about trying to reduce recidivism or people kind of getting caught up in that cycle of imprisonment and release and homelessness and reoffending, then we really need to look very carefully at how we're distributing our resources, and we need to really think about where we would be better off spending our money in the long term.
Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.